When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Here's Nikki.
Here I am, chewing my breakfast. I apologize. Or if you're someone like me who likes to listen to people chew, it's a very rare person. You're welcome. Luigi, you want to sit next to me? I tried to get him to sit in Andrew's chair, but he likes this closeness. He loves this hour and a half. He looks forward to it. It is so freaking cute, Noah. He, like, after he eats, and then Andrew and I start kind of, like, talking, like, all right, I'll see you in 15 minutes when I come in here first alone.
He knows. Just, like,
he goes in. He's so excited, and he just likes to sit next to me. It's so cute. He just likes to be close.
Little cuddle
bug. Last night I was watching videos. He's a little mic. Your head is a mic. What did I say in that video? I go, oh, I kiss your head. Your head is a little mic. Your head is mic. I love him so much. I was watching Reddit last night on the subreddit Make Me Cry. I just needed to cry last night. I was feeling a lot of things and wanted to watch porn to make me cry. Not actual porn, but like cry porn, you know? And the subreddit Make Me Cry, it misses the mark so much. People are only supposed to post things that make them cry there. And I'm like, people are fucking babies. Like, it'll be just like, I don't know. I don't cry about, it's funny what triggers people to cry. I don't cry when mentally challenged people get into college or something, or like when that kind of thing. I'm happy for them and it's sweet, but I don't, there's certain things though, like letters from dead people to people who are living, or like, I'm so proud of things where the person's proud. There's this one great video of this kid who's doing a makeup tutorial and he's a boy. You know, or he, you know, he presents as a boy, at least in this video, but he's doing his makeup and he's in his room and he's kind of maybe streaming on Twitch or something. I don't even know what the kids do. And all of a sudden you see him get like scared, a little like something off camera is happening. And the caption already tells you what's going to happen, but I'm not going to tell you. So I knew what was going to happen, but his dad walks in and you can hear like a man's voice and it's all in Spanish or Portuguese. I don't know which one, but it was, I think it was Spanish. And so I couldn't understand it, but it had subtitles. And he's like, hey, what are you doing? And the kid turns off the ring light and he's just in the dark. And his dad's like, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, nothing. You know, and his dad's like, what are you doing? What are you hiding over there? And he just is like, I got to show him. And he's like probably 14. Mm-hmm. He has this glam makeup on, you know, and he turns on the light and his dad goes, that's great. And he's like looks so ashamed. Like he probably has been caught kind of before doing that, or not caught, but like his dad is probably aware, but it's not something they've confronted like in this way. That's kind of the vibe I got. And his dad is just like, hey, come here. You look great. I love you. I just want you to be happy. You do anything that you, as long as you are doing things that make you happy, I'm okay with it. And it's just this sweet moment. And they both cry and are hugging each other. And it's this moment, this watershed moment, mm-hmm. that they've both been dancing around. But, you know, there's something about coming out that I don't envy, obviously, having, or like, you know, whether you're trans or whether you're gay or bisexual, whatever you are. And you have to like announce it to your family. And it's this thing, maybe they've suspected, or just having to tell your parents anything hard like that about your identity that maybe they won't understand and they could possibly reject you, which happens a lot. I have a trans friend who is my makeup artist. Her name's Dita, and she just transitioned, like, I think in August she started. And like her dad won't talk to her. And like her mom is just like, oh, you know, your dad, you know, it's like you just risk so much. And I've said it before, but I think trans people are the bravest people in the world, and that we doubt that they are doing this for any other reason than it's truly who they are is absurd, because why would you invite that into your life where, you know, the people you love the most could turn their backs on you? Why would you do that if you weren't just trying to be yourself and do what's in you? So I just don't get people that don't understand it. But that's beside the point. I think that, kind of piggybacking off of the talk we had yesterday about conversations with your parents, like hard conversations are not enviable in that way, that they're hard and like you just want to be who you are and not have to like sit your parents down to tell them. But there's something special about those. I watch those videos where a kid will come out to his mom and I know I only watch the videos where it's positively received and it's like some kind of like Trumpy type mother that you think is going to not have that response, but it's just like, I love you, and just holds her son's gay head to her bosom and they just cry in the kitchen. And it's just, the kitchen looks like a Roseanne kitchen. You know, like there's those moments that I'm just like, that is so sweet that they get to have those because they have this thing they have to tell. Like, I told my parents last night that I was anxious. Like, I came up to my parents last night as anxious attached. Noah, trying to explain that book, I did a good job of it. I think it is just pertinent to understand that as humans, we would rather be right about the story we tell ourselves about ourselves, even if that story is we're unlovable. We'd rather that check out in our relationships, validate that, than to actually have loving relationships that would invalidate. We'd rather be right than loved. I feel like Oprah right now. We'd rather be right than loved. But that really is like, that's insane. And once you are able to acknowledge that, that's when you can start choosing being loved over being right. But if you're in the dark about this thing that you keep doing, which is choosing the wrong people because they validate a thing about you, and you realize that you're just doing it because you want to be right about yourself. And once you realize that, it's like the back pain book that I always talk about. You don't have to heal the trauma that's causing your back pain up in your head. You don't have to go and like, you know, this back pain book called Healing Back Pain. If you have anyone in your life suffering with back pain, no matter what it is, whether it's from a car accident, whether it's from they tore a disc or bulged a vertebrae, whatever it is, the pain is intensified by your mental anguish that reroutes your brain can't handle like being a human and how much it sucks living in a modern world where we just want to just fuck everything and scream and be violent and like, but we can't because we have to put on clothes and smile and it's fucking awful. And your body, even if it's not like you're dealing with a molestation or something like fraught like that, maybe it's just the back pain book says people have back pain because they just want to grab, like when you're a baby, you just get to grab things, you know? You go, I want that, and you grab it. And then as a human, oftentimes you want to grab things, you know, like a baby would. But you can't because you're an adult and you can't just grab things. And so the mental anguish of, I can't grab that thing I want to grab. I have to ask permission. I can't have the thing I want. You have to, it's too much for your brain to handle. And so it tucks it away. And then that thought travels through your body and finds the weakest spot that you already have pain going on. Because why not just find that place? It finds the speaker for the pain. Like, think of your little, like, a bulging disc or a pinched nerve or, you know, a muscle strain as, like, a speaker, and it fucking cranks up that volume. Whereas that pain, it's real, but it's from your mind, and the injury is real. You do have a bulging disc, but the pain that you're experiencing from it is way worse than it's supposed to be, and that's what this doctor realized, is these people with chronic back pain from bulging discs or all these things, it was all... It didn't make sense that they were in this much pain. This physiological thing is the nerves right at that area are not being triggered in the way that they should just from the physical abnormality. But that's what you do but the trick of the book is, as soon as you actually accept that and that you can tell yourself, my back pain is my mental anguish, it doesn't invalidate it. It's still pain. You can still get sympathy for your back pain. But it's up in your head. And as soon as you are okay with that and you can be okay with it, just like you're okay with, like, oh, I fell and that's why my hip broke. As soon as you don't feel like, oh, that makes me like crazy. It doesn't make you crazy. As soon as you can accept it, the pain goes away. You don't even have to treat the thing that you're anguished about. Mm-hmm. You acknowledge that it's that way and it goes away. And what they found was, you know, remember when everyone got ulcers in the 80s. It was like the thing, like stress causes ulcers. Remember that? Like the correlation. For some reason, they linked stress to ulcers. As soon as they did that, ulcers dropped. Because as soon as someone is able to just know what causes it and know that it's not their fault, but it's a thing that they do have control over, or that it's not even they have control over it. For whatever reason, just knowing that it's that and really accepting it. Not just reading a book and being like, okay, I guess it's that. Truly knowing that when your back hurts, there's something else going on. And you don't even have to break up with the guy or, you know, cry about the guy. You just have to acknowledge that that is it, and then it goes away. And you should treat those things because it'll keep coming back, but it goes away. So what I'm saying about this book is that when you being honest and getting honest about things is truly the thing that has helped me more than anything in the world overcome anything I want to, is getting brutally honest. That's why I get applauded all the time. It's like, Nikki, you're so honest. Because it's on the other side of honesty is freedom. Even though being honest can be really embarrassing and you have to face some things about yourself that are really, like, truly horrifying. But when you're able to be honest with them to yourself, just in a notebook, you don't even have to tell anyone. Although BetterHelp is a sponsor of ours, and I do recommend if you want to get therapy and tell someone and just release these sins, like, or these character defects that aren't even your fault, you know, like, you didn't choose to be whatever you are. You didn't choose your brain. So as long as you're able to get these things out, you can be free. What was that?
So what happened with your parents yesterday when you told them about?
So this is the thing that I wanted to just say about it, is that me getting honest about, listen, I'm anxious attached, and I keep attracting people to me that validate that I'm unlovable and that people will leave me and abandon me, because that is my core belief about myself. I know that. And I know that I'm wrong about that. But there's something in me that really believes that to be true, because of, you know, just my diagnosis, my self-diagnosis as anxious attached people. It's not because it's true, and it's not because we're bad people. We really feel unlovable. And now that I've acknowledged that I'm seeking out people that validate that belief about myself, all I have to do is acknowledge it. And now I know. And now I can do the opposite, and the opposite will come naturally to me. Like, you know, I really want the relationships that I facilitate from now on, whether it be the one I'm currently in or the one that, you know, my friendships, colleagues, I want those to feel good and to not trigger my abandonment response. Because when I get fucking crazy about a guy or a friend or a colleague who doesn't like me, or someone, that person is avoidant and it's their own thing. And I need to I don't need to be mean to them. I don't need to burn the bridge. I just need to not pick that up, because that is going to make me, that's like picking up a knife. Like a knife is not going to make me feel good if I hold it and sleep with it at night. It's always going to cut me. It's because it's a knife and it can't help but be a knife. Mm. And a knife would go well with a knife cover. I don't know. Someone else would be better for the knife. Does that make sense? And so I told my parents this last night. I came out as anxious attached. And my dad was like, I wouldn't want to date anyone that talked like this, like that you're talking like. Because I told him, you know, what this book is kind of teaching me is that I'm okay to need things. And that I'm okay to say, listen, I get really fucking stressed out if I don't hear from you. Because as soon as I get close to someone, my brain tells me they're going to leave me. And then I start frantically searching for reasons why you're going to leave me. And so a thing that isn't even an indication that you're going to leave me, I will interpret it that way. And so just know that I'm kind of crazy. And the only thing you need to do, you don't need to do anything. Be yourself, because I'm only going to be with a secure person that is only going to mistakenly make me feel anxious. That doesn't mean I won't interpret it that way. Avoiding people actually actively do that to you. But a secure person might sometimes slip up because they, you know, they're busy. They can't call you back. And then you as an anxious person start going, they're going to leave me. I have to tell that secure person that I'm with, I'm going to spiral sometimes and be like really insane. But I promise you, it goes away like that. If you just say, hey, I was busy. Like the second you assuage my fears and tell me the truth, I'm okay. I'm not going to keep harping on it, because anxious attached people, that's the beauty of them, is that they go, oh my God, he's so mad at me. And then the second the guy's like, oh, sorry, I was in the bathroom. Oh, gone. It goes to zero. It doesn't go to 20. It doesn't go to 40. It goes to zero. And so really, I'm an awesome person that just gets anxious a lot. And all that I need to do to feel better is to have someone be honest with me and love me. And that's not too much to ask. And I told my dad, like, he's like, I would never want to be with a woman who's, because I said, you know, anxious attached people, they count the number of phone rings before it goes to voicemail. They count the hours, since he last texted. They see that, oh, he looked at my first Instagram story, but then he stopped watching. So he's trying to like avoid me. He probably accidentally saw the first one and was like, shit, I don't want her to think I'm interested. And then he flipped off of it. So I think that way because I know that I sometimes do that stuff. That's just the way I am. I cannot help that. And I don't want to be in a relationship that I don't have to like, I want to be able to honor those things and just acknowledge them and go, just like my messiness. Like, this isn't a great thing about me, but it's true. And if you love me, you're going to just tolerate it. And I'm going to do my best to keep working on this to become secure. But in the meantime, I might get a little bit insecure sometimes. I need you to know that, and it's nothing against you. And all you got to do is hold my hand. Like the guy I'm dating now, sometimes I fear if he gets mad at me, he's going to break up with me. And I told him, you're allowed to be mad at me, but if you don't think it's something where you're going to break up with me, will you just hold my hand when you like, or will you just touch me if we get into an argument at dinner, just touch me. And that'll be a code word for, this isn't going to ruin us. Because sometimes you can't say that. You're so mad in a fight. You don't want to be like, listen, I'm not going to break up with you over this. But I go, just touch me. It's a way to let me, to just ease my anxiety. It's a thunder blanket, a thunder jacket for the thunderstorm in my fucking heart. And he does that now. So like when he does, he has to bring up something that's upsetting him. And I start going like, oh my God, he's done. You know, he'll just gently like put his hand on hold my hand. And I'm just like, my heartbeat just goes back to normal, which is already low because I have bradycardia. But yeah, like it was annoying because my dad didn't get it. He's like, you need to hide this part of yourself. No guy's ever going to want that. And that's what I met so much with in my family was, you know, my Aunt Lynn saying, no guy's ever going to date someone who eats like you. No boy's not going to want to go into a room that's Taylor Swift posters everywhere. No one's going to want a girl that is open about being anxious attached. No one's going to want a girl that talks about hookups on stage. Well, that's who I am. And if you don't want it, then fuck it. And I told my dad last night that I'm looking for a guy who, you know, either is passionate about his work or, you know, is someone who can be like a homemaker role for me and not work because I have enough money and I could support someone. And my dad goes, so no man's going to want that. No, men like to work. And I go, oh, actually, you can't speak for all men. He's like, No man, he's gonna be a fucking, he's gonna be a, he didn't say fucking, he goes, he's gonna be a pushover. That's like a little, and I go, is mom a pushover? Because she doesn't work. Was she a, so she's a pushover? And he goes, kind of. And I was like, okay, well, now we know how you feel. Not, he didn't say pushover. He said something like that, that I go, well, is every woman that doesn't work a, just a, I go, running a household, cleaning a house,
yeah,
making it presentable, hiring people to keep it presentable, investing my money in things that I, that to me is sexy. I'm, that's not good. I go, well, you know what? A secure man could not work and be okay with it and not be a little mooch, little bitch living off of me. And that's a secure man that wouldn't feel gay because a woman's taking care of him. So fuck you, dad. No, I love my dad. We had a really good concert last night on Instagram, Nikki Glaser Pod. Thank you for watching, everyone. Let's get Andrew in here. He's visiting us from Michigan, where he is with Brenna's family. Andrew!
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Let's do it.
Hey, Andrew.
What up?
What up? Live from Michigan.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I just drove through, like, it was like the North Pole. I thought I was going to run over polar bears and get fucking attacked by sea lions. It was wild.
Wait, what happened? Oh, really? Blizzard?
Yeah. I mean, the most blizzard I've ever... I couldn't believe it.
Like Dairy Queen.
Yeah, but even more mixed. Yeah, it was wild.
Wait, wild. You know, dude, that if you are risking your life to make it to the podcast on time, we can do it. You're not going to be replaced. I don't want you to... You could have just pulled over. You shouldn't drive in conditions that are... I shouldn't tell you what to do, but like, why... Were you Was there a part of you that was thinking maybe I should just wait until this passes?
Brenna just kept reassuring me, don't be a pussy, you know?
Yeah.
No. I felt, you know what happens is when the trucks pass you on the left side, it gets, mm-hmm. It forms a cloud that you literally yes. can't see the road. Like,
dude,
it's ice.
That's when you pull over, man. I guess you're on the highway. You can't pull in the shoulder.
Well, it's funny. She's like, you know, they tell you, they're like, you know, when you go on the bridge, that's where it gets icy. And if you start like spiraling out, don't do this to the wheel and pump your brakes. Don't slam them. And it's like, this shouldn't be a thing. You know what
we
I mean?
You shouldn't have to these measures should, there's not a woman giving birth in the back seat and have to get to the hospital. This is, we should just not be driving right now.
Yeah. But I guess they would never get anywhere then, you know? Because I feel this happens all the time.
Well, no, you could wait till things pass.
Yeah.
Or you could have a car that, you know, is better in the snow than a Corolla.
Yeah,
that you haven't checked the tire pressure probably. Oh, I guess Brenda took you in for an oil change, so.
Your tire pressure in your car?
I have people take it if, you know, I look at the tires and if they look bad, I just took it in to get inspected. So they do all that, you know.
What did they inspect?
And if I'm driving my mom's car in snow, I literally pull over at a gas station and wait. I've done it before on the road when I have gigs. It's too, I get too scared in the snow, dude.
Yeah, it was wild. You look like Eddie Murphy Raw or Delirious. Ooh, which one is he in
you.
The all red?
Yeah, Juicy Couture gave me a suit, you know, like a jumpsuit. So I have the pants and the top, and I wore it to my show in St. Louis, my theater show in St. Louis, because I thought it was like a cool thing to show up to the gig in. But I've never worn it since then. And today I was, you know, low on activewear pants and I've gained some LBs. And so I decided to put on this thing because it's like a sweat pant, but God damn it, it's tight. I mean, it is not an attractive look on the bottom. It's not a good, but the suit is so cute. Juicy is back, by the
way.
What's the
material? This was
like so 2000s. It's not great, to be honest. It's like kind of
is it velour?
No, it's not velour. It's, I can't describe it. It's like plasticky sweatshirt. Does that make sense? Like it's like coated sweatshirt.
You know what it looks like?
It's not, what?
It looks like a fruit roll up. Like you could eat it.
I look, oh my God. Yes, it's shiny. I look like a fruit roll up. God damn it. I just went out like this. I went to Starbucks and then I stopped at a store. You know that little gift shop around the corner from us?
Did anyone go, I want to eat your fruit by the foot? Or your foot by the fruit?
No,
foot.
Because my feet are gross. I've got a 4 out of 10 on Wikifeet.
Oh,
I keep
saying
I have a 9.5 on Wikifeet, but that's just my size.
Is that width?
Oh, dude, my son, please, you guys, go log into Wikifeet and get my score up. Like, it's just not fair. I'm being, you know, discriminated against because of my bunnies. So I went to this gift store. It's, you know, that cute little one around the corner, right?
Yeah.
It looks like a New York, like, Christmassy, like, gift shop, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I went in there, and they had great tunes. This guy was just playing. I went in because they were blasting, like, cool Nick Lowe. I didn't even know who Nick. I mean, I know him from, like, I think he sings that Pink Moon song, but maybe not. But Nick Lowe, I've never heard of him. Or I've heard of him, but I've never listened to his music. And I was like, who is this? I felt like I was in High Fidelity. I was like, God, I'm so cool being like, what's this record, man? Because he was at a record player.
Yeah.
And it was this awesome song called Get Into It. It's Nick Lowe and it's called
sounds dope.
I forget it now. I put it on my Instagram story, but it's so good. Anyway, this guy took so long wrapping up all the gifts. I literally put all the stuff, he was taking so long that I go, I'm gonna go grab my Starbucks and be right back. I came back and he was helping another customer. And chatting them up. And I'm standing there watching. And I'm just like, I have to be back to the podcast because I had to do this. And I'm just like, I cannot believe how long this is taking. And then I leave the store. And one of the main items that he wrapped up, that was $100-something tray I bought, he didn't even put in the bag. So I have to go back there. He did give Luigi 3 treats. But man, people are slow. And just take their time. And
yeah, it's
it was
like
excruciating. And
just because you left doesn't mean he gets to stop. Like, just
I thought I gave him like, hey, I thought that was a way. I wasn't trying to be passive aggressive. I was really like, take your time. Like, I'm gonna go. Yeah. But I thought he might read that as like, oh, she's got to go. But people just don't pick up on things, and that's fine. They're not anxious attached. I'm very aware. Yeah. Hey,
he's very avoidant. Yeah.
How was your car ride with two avoidants?
It was so funny. We were like, you know what? It's a 8-hour car ride.
Oh yeah, you guys thought you were gonna do it in one trip.
Yeah, well, we thought that too. And then
you didn't get out of town until like 5.
I had a full on panic attack. She had to drive most of the way at a first leg. I had like, it was
what?
It's the worst I've had. It made me like swallow another Zoloft, being like, okay, maybe it's not best to get off one and just whatever. Like,
yeah,
there was a lot of reasons why it happened, but it was to the point where like I felt very detached, and I was like looking at her and I couldn't like connect with her. Like, she didn't even seem like a human being to me. It was fucking, I was going through.
Has that happened to you before?
Yeah, it's just been so long. And like,
but then that thing of someone doesn't look like a human being,
like not like look like a human. It's hard to explain. Like, you just don't feel it, like present with them. Like, you can't stop your brain. And then like, I would look at barns in the distance, like different like objects, and they were so like color, like so sharp. Like, it was so hard to explain. It's hard to explain.
Whoa,
but
dude.
Everything was just
what
amplified.
When did it start? How did it? Because I just think people relate so much, and I'm always very curious about these. And with no judgment, I'm asking, like, what brought it on? Like, what did it feel like? What was going on?
You know, I really...
Just running late?
The idea of meeting her family is probably a little bit in there somewhere.
Yeah. The holidays.
I think driving 8 hours is in there somewhere. I think... I spent all day cleaning out that back room closet, which is a fucking goddamn disaster. And I didn't really sleep that well the night before. I mean, there's a lot of different, you know, I'm weaning off Zoloft. I'm getting on Wellbutrin. I just got the booster shot like a day and a half ago. I think that was so like
perfect
so many
storm.
Things. And so,
but how did it come on? Did you feel it like, oh, wait, this is familiar? Or were you in denial of it because it's been so long? Like, how did that work?
Well, my first thought was like, I can't get off Zoloft. Like, what am I thinking? I gotta get in touch with my doctor. It's because
the
Wellbutrin.
What is the thing that made you feel that thought? Like, your heart started beating, or like you started panicking about a pain? Like, how did it come on? Like,
it just comes on. Like, you can feel it a little bit, and then what happens is like, for me at least, my.
Was this in the car? Were you driving when it happened?
Yeah, I was driving. So, like, the more you drive, the more the music's on, the more sometimes you feel like you could, like, drive it away in a weird way.
Were you guys not getting along either? Was it, like, that kind of, like, getting out of town, like, stressful vibe in the car?
A little
bit. No judgment on your relationship, but, like, that's how everything is.
There was definitely that, but it was also, like, she was very, like, supportive of me once I had said I was anxious.
Aww.
And, like...
Yeah.
And then she ended up driving, like... two of the, you know, or maybe three of the 4 hours. And then I drove all day today, but like, yeah, which, you know, was very nice of her. And like, I could have drove after the first leg and she just wanted to keep driving. But like,
what did you, how did it get to the point where you're like, did you get pull over for gas and then you decide that? Or was it like, I got to pull over? Like, this is freaking me. Like, were you verbalizing it? Was it just all in your head?
Yeah, once I verbalized it, I felt way better. You know, what happens is my eyes, you can't, when you're having a panic attack or anxiety attack, you can't, like, you know how sometimes you could calm your eyes, if that makes sense? Like you're on the road and you're just, like, looking at the road, but it's not like...
You can, yeah, you don't have to strain. Yeah, you're not...
But I'm like this the whole time. Just strain. Just...
Oh.
And you can't go like this.
Yeah.
You, like, can't, like...
You can't
calm. That feels like... Yeah, I don't know. It's so fucking weird, man.
That makes sense. The eye thing, yeah, that checks out. Did you how did you calm down? Like, after she was driving, when did it feel like back to normal, and how did you get there?
I think, honestly, I think some of it had to do because we ate a late lunch. We ate in the car. I think once my blood sugar level, I think that also had something to do with it,
I
had to guess. Yeah. I also drank a very large Diet Coke, right? Whatever. You know, it's a lot of
caffeine,
things.
No food, lack of sleep, stress,
changing medicines, booster.
I mean, booster shot.
Meeting parents. It was perfect.
I can't believe you're alive.
Yeah.
I was talking about it at the top of the show, when you're able to say, oh, this is why this is happening, it like makes it go away. Like when you understand I was talking about the back pain book. When you know that your back pain is caused by mental anguish, it makes it go away just by knowing it. So knowing it's the stress of the parents, it's the road, like all the things, suddenly it's like, oh, this isn't my fault. This isn't something else. You just, it frees you. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, for sure. Like, yeah.
Of just like being able to name it.
1,000%. And be able to say it out loud. Like trusting that Brenna wouldn't judge me for essentially looking like a wuss that I couldn't drive anymore. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but a lot of people don't have Brennas. And that's why, I mean, they're a sponsor of the show, but I'm serious. Like, this holiday season, it's fucking lonely out there. And we're not going to be around on the podcast. I know a lot of you look towards us for company. BetterHelp, you can find a therapist in like less than 48 hours. They're not paying me to say this. I'm just saying it's a resource for people who, and you can get 10% off if you go, and like, what was it? You can get 10% off, but your first month, but you can find someone in like 48 hours and it's someone that will not judge you. And you can say all of this shit and just getting it out or journal and burn. That's the cheapest way. Kirsten always does that. You journal all these things and then you burn it and no one will see, or you journal it in such a way that it's so scratchy that no one could see and it helps. But, I'm glad you had someone to talk you through it.
It's betterhelp.com/Nikki Glaser. That's our show.
There you go. Give that gift to yourself.
It was interesting.
Seriously.
You were talking about the back thing, and we were on a flight to Phoenix, and I sat next to this couple, and the guy started talking to me, and he's saying that his wife, who's had 5 back surgeries, was going to Phoenix to get like a non-FDA approved stem cell transplant. And I was like, I wonder how much of it's mental and stuff. Like, just having a conversation, and his wife is sitting next to him.
Uh-oh.
And I didn't never told you this. She pulls up her x-ray of the plates in her back, and she goes, tell him it's not mental. And I go, oh, wait, let me bring up my friend from 12E, from C12E to talk to you.
It's not... I would have said, honey, it's not mental. It's metal in your back. But also, that metal doesn't have to hurt that bad. You can literally, your arm could be chopped off. And if you can have enough equanimity meditatively, that you can handle any kind of pain. Now, that's a different type of thing. Like, that's where if you have chronic pain, the Waking Up app is like so clutch. And you can get it for free if you write into samharris.org. And say you can't afford it, but they have that meditation called Working with Pain. And in it, he talks about, you know, you can meditate through pain. That's why, you know, those monks who would self-immolate, who would set themselves on fire and just sit still, they truly were in a state where they weren't feeling pain, because you can handle any, it doesn't, in just because it's mental doesn't mean that it's not real. No one's saying that you're crazy. Some people might, and that sucks, but you don't have to prove your pain to anyone. Your pain is your pain, and by admitting that it's in your head does not mean that we shouldn't feel sorry for you or help you with your bags or think you're not doing it yourself. Who would want to be in pain? Yeah. I mean, I guess some people want to be sick so they get attention, but that's a sickness in and of itself where I feel sorry for you too, if that's how you got to get love. I mean, I think people just really fear not, they either fear getting pity or they fear that they're not going to get pity and that they're going to be blamed for it. And psychosomatic has such a bad connotation. Also, I was in therapy the other day and I was talking about emotional incest, where, you know, you have a parent who treats you like a spouse in terms of like the things they talk to you about, not really having boundaries, just they treat you like a friend. Mm-hmm. And it's called emotional incest. And she had some other kind of, they spousify you. And I was like, that's a better word than emotional incest. Sexual incest has ruined the word incest. Incest doesn't have to mean sex with your uncle or brother. But like, when someone told me like, oh, you know, that sounds like emotional incest, I'm like, no, I'm not going to identify as that. That's horrifying.
Yeah.
But just giving the names of things trigger people so much. And psychosomatic, when you say it's psychosomatic, it's in your head, people freak out, but it doesn't me, it's not a bad thing. So we just have to talk about it in a different way.
It's funny, like incest triggers you. And then when you say psychosomatic, I think of Psychosomatic Agency, that song from like,
oh,
I don't know that.
Oh, really?
What's the Prodigy?
Prodigy.
Oh,
yeah.
Smack my bitch up. Yeah, no one knows. That, smack my bitch up.
Smack up.
So every time I hear that word, I just want to go, agency. It's funny. But yeah, no, there's
last night I was cleaning up for the housekeeper, Andrew, and I was just putting, because I knew that closet was clean, so I was like, oh, I'm going to put some of my music equipment in there out of the living room, and I'm doing a photo shoot in the living room to for Instagram, because I have to, you know, shout out the people that gave me free furniture. I left your door open for a second, and then I closed it right away behind me, but then I couldn't find Luigi. Like, I was getting ready for, you know, I was in my room, and I thought he was just being stubborn and in the podcast studio, because sometimes he just comes in here to be like, I'm mad at you. You didn't walk me enough today, or whatever the hell he's pouting about. And then I was like, oh my God, did I leave him in the hall? And so I go out there, he's nowhere, and I'm like, Luigi, and I'm like, he's going, when he got really sick, when I first got him, he got like deathly sick, he got something, and he went off to die. Dogs do that, they just slink off to go die. And which brings me back to the thing that I was going to say at the top of the show about dogs. Like, I was watching videos last night of dogs who are abused that learn to love. And those are the things that make me cry. Okay, so I've finished that thought. But anyway, I thought he went off to die. I'm like, oh my God, he's sick and dying. And then I was like, I shut Andrew's room right behind me. Like, there's no way. But he slinked in there when I was putting the equipment in your closet. He got in and he got like curled up in the corner. And I went and I go, Luigi, it was the last spot I could look. I looked everywhere. It's not that big of an apartment. And he came trotting out, just like, he was just in there and like so, I think he felt sad because I shut the door and he's like, she just left me in this dark room alone. So I think he was kind of mad at me, but he also looked kind of cozy.
Yeah. And he comes in there way more now. Like, talk about like a dog that's abused that like, takes a while to warm up to you and then gives you the most love possible, you know?
I know. This dog last night I was watching on that Dodo account, you know, sometimes on Instagram they show up on the subreddit, make me cry. And there was this dog that like just looked, it reminded me so much of Marion and Luigi. And the woman is an expert with abused dogs. And she's like, this dog, no human has ever been kind to this dog. And it's, you know, generally people hit dogs with open hands or kick them. So she was doing this thing where she was putting her fist out because she didn't want, if the dog bit, it's much easier for them to bite fingers than a fist. So you just put your fist out. It looked like she was like going to punch it. And she was like, I know this looks threatening, but dogs don't associate this.
Just pounding.
Dogs don't really get punched. They get slapped or kicked. And so this dog was just like, and like shaking and cowering and looked so much like Luigi and Marion. And it made me realize like this woman was like, this dog has been severely abused. And I was like, oh my God, that's what happened to my dogs. For sure. Some human beat the fuck out of, just was terrorized them. And to see that shift where they, you know, after a couple days, this dog is like kind of reluctant. You know, when you go to pick up Marion, Andrew, and she kind of just goes like that. She just kind of plays dead and starts like, her tail is wagging, but she's also shaking in fear. And sometimes she'll go, she'll start screaming.
Yeah.
If you go to pet her, she'll start shrieking. And it's like, my dad last night, he goes, why does she do that when you're just trying to give her love and she's wagging her tail? She comes up to greet you and then you go to pick her up and she starts shrieking at the touch of your fingers on her fur. And it's because she has an involuntary response of, I don't think cognitively she thinks that she's about to be beat, but her body remembers that means I'm going to get hurt. And it just starts shrieking.
I mean,
and it alarms us.
She's been through a lot. She weighs like,
how could you be
6 pounds? So
her tail is bent in a right angle, so it was definitely shut in a
door.
She
was bit by a dog less than 4 months ago. Like, yeah, she's been through a lot.
So, how could you be mean to that little dog? How could you?
I mean, its face is pretty ugly.
I feel so bad for people who abuse animals. They must be so abused themselves. It's just, God, we just got to stop the cycle. Get help, people. BetterHelp.com/NikkiGlaser. Let's take a break, and we're going to come back with an all-Fanthrax rest of the episode.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky, smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time,
Self-care is important to keeping you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boast the Sassy Girl Bomb Grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional-grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So, to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
All right, we're back. Let's do Fanthrax.
Fanthrax.
All right, guys, we love hearing from you. We hear from you so often. I get so many messages, DMs. I got one last night. I just want to read to like start us off. It was the fucking sweetest thing. You guys, you all top each other with sweetness. It's insane. So last night I went live with my dad on Nikki Glaser Pod, and I went over to his house because he was trimming the tree. My mom was going to see a concert with her friend. And I go, I'll go hang out with my dad. I'll miss times like this when I either move or he's dead or I'm dead. So she said, this is from Kat. Hi, I'm too awkward to leave a voice memo, but I'm a fan from day one of NGP and start each day listening to the pod. I tune into the Instagram lives frequently and play a game with myself to see how many of my comments Nikki/Andrew will respond to. So far, I'm 4 out of 4 and proud. Tonight's live with Nikki's dad was so pure. I thought it needed to be recorded because if we find it so special, then I know you will in the future too. That is a fucking bestie. Thanks for being so open and vulnerable with us. It truly does feel like we are besties because of how well we know you. I hope I get to come to see a show soon. But in the meantime, the lives, Instagram lives, really feel like private performances that we love. Anyway, don't be cuh and jackalope.
Nice.
Thank you so much, Kat. And the video you sent me of me and my dad truly is, like, I posted on my Instagram personal story. I will cherish it forever. And you were the only one to send me one. And I was secretly hoping someone would. But I thought, you know what? Let me just live in the moment and not have to ask people. So the fact that you captured it is like the greatest gift. And someday when he is passed, like, I know that I'm going to look back at this video and it's going to be one of the most special things in my life. Because it really was a special, like, Christmas moment where my dad and I were playing guitar and he was so proud of me. Everyone kept saying, your dad looks so proud. And I'm like, why do I interpret his pride as he's judging me? Like, I obviously am doing... It was really sweet, though. All the besties made me so proud of him because they're just like, he's so cool. He's so talented. He's so hot. Everyone's saying my dad's a zaddy.
Mm.
But truly, thank you so much, Kat, for that gift of that video. It meant so much to me. And yeah, thank you to everyone who was watching last night or who watches any of our lives. All right. So what's next?
Okay. I'm going to start with this voicemail since it's about yesterday's show.
Hey, guys. I just got done listening to Wednesday's podcast, the St. Bernard, That Solids Food. And I think you guys should do, like, once a week. It's all no news, no why do I care, anything like that. Just, like, self-help.
Mental health.
Therapy day or something. Like, that, oh, my God, that was amazing. I literally just got, like, had a whole day with my mom yesterday and had experienced what you guys talked about. Like,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You should do it. You should. Yes. If you don't, this episode was still amazing, and I'm probably going to go listen to it over and over again. Thank you guys for everything you do. Love you.
Love you.
Jackpot.
Jackpot. Wait, who was that?
She didn't leave her name. Anonymous.
Oh, anonymous, sweet girl that's driving, and I heard your turn signal. Yeah, let's fucking do it. Like, let's devote. I love that the show has a format and segments you can trust, and but I love that it also can be an accordion of where we can just shorten certain things and not do them, and in honoring places that we just want to go. And yesterday was fucking good for me. Like,
yeah,
I felt so good after that. I was able to go over to my parents and like, and I had some triggering moments with my dad where I like snapped at him and he wanted me to play 12 string guitar. And I'm like, Dad, I don't even know how to play a 6-string. Stop. And then he's like, try this song. And it's like, and I'm like, Dad, can we just play a song that has a G, C, D, F? Like, I just want to have a good time. I don't want to. And I was being a bitch about it at times. But what did that talk yesterday got me over there in the first place. And it got me, even though it wasn't perfect and I was not a perfect child and loving of my father, I was able to talk to him about that attached book, which does mean a lot to me. And I talked to him about my feelings and he was able to hear them. And he asked me about the podcast yesterday, which was weird. I was like, it was actually really good. I was like, did he hear it? I was like, it didn't come out yet. but it, you know what? Even if he didn't hear it, something about my approach yesterday, he didn't need to hear all that stuff. I was able to present my feelings in a way that he was able to receive them, even though they weren't met perfectly. And I ended the top of the show by saying, fuck you, Dad. We're closer now because he knows my feelings. And it was because of yesterday. Andrew, did you feel good after yesterday?
No, I had a full panic attack driving.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, shit. Okay, maybe it triggered that.
Honestly, it could have. No, but yeah. That's fine. I mean, that's
no,
fine,
therapy
too.
Therapy does do that sometimes.
Yeah, I don't look at that as a negative. I look at it like, oh, maybe I uncovered something and got it out. And my body was just like, oh, okay, now I'm good tomorrow, you know?
Yeah, I went to couples therapy the other day, and I have not talked to the person that I'm going to couples counseling with because of how much it brought up.
Yeah.
And my mom was like, that's not good. And I'm like, no, that is not a knock against therapy.
Yes.
We are getting to a place that is uncomfortable that we didn't have enough time to finish it up and tie it in a bow. But that thing was going to be there all along, and it was going to find its way out maybe 20 years from now. But thank God it came out now. And sometimes
for sure.
You just need, you know, when you do a skin treatment and you like start at Accutane or something, your body like purges all this. You explode with acne first, and then it goes away. Like, it's going to get messy before it gets good. So, yeah, we should do trigger warnings, I guess.
Therapy is like a vaccine, you know.
It's like the booster.
Yeah,
you might feel sick for a couple of days, but in the long run,
yeah,
you're not gonna end up dead.
Killing him.
All right.
Killed by
next
her.
One.
Next one.
Next one is about a controversial topic that we discussed on the show and some feedback on it.
Hi, Nikki, Andrew, and Noah. I'm listening to the episode 149, Several Monsters, and I had to pause right away and give you a shout regarding floating several minutes and driving several miles.
Okay.
I 100% agree with Nikki for floating several minutes.
Okay.
It's definitely less than 10. I would say like 4, 5, 6.
Okay.
However,
several miles.
I 100% agree with Andrew when you say several miles. I would think several miles is like a significant difference.
Like how many though?
I think it really just depends on the situation.
Yeah.
Maybe there's some other topics we could explore where that might be true. Anyways, love the podcast. Listen to you every morning on my way to work.
Aww.
And when I pick my 11-month-year-old son up from daycare, we listen to it on the drive home.
Aww.
And let me tell you, he is cultured. Love you guys.
Love you. What was her name?
Ja Rule.
Wow, she's departing from the I love that. Listen, you guys just gotta get the JA part right for all I care.
Didn't leave a name, by the way.
Okay, well, mother of a new 11-month-old, congratulations. You sound great. And you know, it's okay to be wrong about the several miles. But you know, you're right. It's not that you're wrong.
I would walk several miles, and I would walk several more just to be
several. I think we looked it up in the dictionary, and it is more than a few, less than a lot. So I guess you know it is up to interpretation. The other day, I was driving with Carlisle, and just like Noah, Carlisle is someone who does not know distances.
Yes.
Like,
yeah,
like can't. Doesn't know what miles are or like fractions of miles, which is mind-boggling to me. But guess what? I don't know things that they know, you know, that are like truly just can't grasp simple things that they go, how could you not get that? And you're one of those people when it comes to several. You know, like there are certain things. It said 0.8 miles ahead and she started braking. And going, Nikki, you know, she just goes, you know, I'm bad with this. And instead of me going, how could you not? Like, I wanted to do that so bad. But I just go, you know what? Who the fuck cares? She doesn't know this. I used to get so mad at my friend Huffy.
But think about it.
In high school.
Can I say something real quick?
Yeah.
If you go.
My mom's calling. 1 second. Hold on. My mom's calling. We got to get this. Hi, mom.
Hi, honey. How are you?
You're not on a podcast right now.
Just kidding.
You are.
Just kidding. Oh, my God, I am? Oh
yeah.
Oh, God. Hey, I'm so excited.
About?
About we are going to have a vegan Christmas dinner.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Oh, because I brought all that ground meat over?
What ground meat?
Go look in the freezer, bitch.
Oh, I did not see
so that. For Meatless Farms, they're the ones that I did the ad campaign for, and they gave me a ton of ground vegan meat. Yeah, go check the freezer. I got to go back to the podcast. I thought you might say something funny, and you did. You're always funny.
And we're having a vegan. I'm so excited about all this okra and
Mom,
squash.
I got to say, the post you posted on Instagram last night is the worst picture I've ever seen.
Oh, God.
Have you seen it? It is so blurry.
Oh, it is.
I know you definitely had a couple drinks when you posted it, but it looks like the last photo shot of a woman who died later that night. No, don't take it down. It's cute.
Can I take it down?
No, your caption is cute. I love that you post when you drink. That's something that, you know, everyone relates to.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do, Mom. People post when they drink, believe me. It's a picture of your friend Elaine. What does it say, Andrew?
That's my friend Elaine. Sean Canaan Voodoo. We is some lucky
girl. It says,
girl.
Oh, yeah, it says, my friend Elaine, Sean Cannon Voodoo.
We is some lucky girls.
We is some lucky girls. I love that you gave it a little, we is some lucky girls.
We sure is.
Did you have fun last night?
Yeah, it was so fun. Oh, my God, so much fun.
I know, you missed a concert. Dad and I had, everyone was asking where you were on the Instagram Live. All the besties wanted to know.
I heard that you had fun last night. I'm so glad.
Yeah, but the besties were wondering where's Julie. So glad we got to hear from you today. We are going to get back to Fanthrax. Got to go. Merry Christmas. Okay. Love you. All right. Sorry about that. Let's get back to several more Fanthrax.
What did Andrew have to say, though?
Oh, yeah. So if you said to Carlisle, we're 0.8 miles away, right?
Yeah.
And then you go, we're several tenths of a mile away. Would you use it there?
I would think that was 5 to 7 tenths.
I just don't even think you'd use the word there.
No, you wouldn't. Who says tenths of a mile?
Several tenths.
Yeah, it's a bad example. Let's get back to Vandrex.
Okay.
Oh, Luigi looks so sad.
Here's a story. Here's
these a are great, by story. The way, these Vandrex.
Oh, we have so many. I just want to say thanks to all the besties. I'm just blown away. Okay.
Yeah, Noah hears all of them. So, yeah. Noah, anything to say to them besides thank you, just based on what you hear?
I'm really impressed with how on point all the messages are, and you know, everyone just gets through them and tells their story concisely or has a question or message. And I don't think if I ever called into like a talk show, I would be that collected. So thank
me
you.
Me neither.
Great job.
I think about that all the time. I really do. And I speak for a living. I truly, when I leave messages, they are so rambly and terrible. I'm always so impressed. And by the way, you're allowed to leave a rambly, terrible one.
Yeah, that's fine. We will never judge.
It is very impressive. Whenever people call radio stations, I'm always like, how is this caller so cool and composed? Like, I would be so nervous. So, and it's okay if you are. And if your message sucks, we still love you. But thanks for nailing it most of the time, according to Noah. And from what I hear, they're all great. So what's next?
Okay, here's a fun little story.
Hi, Nodrugi. I had to let Nikki know that I quoted her in the bedroom last night.
What?
I partook in some ass play, yes. But with my boyfriend being the receiver, I have never done this before, so I... you know, licked a little bit down there, mm-hmm. and used some toys down there, mm-hmm. looped them up, and I quoted Nikki and said, you know, like Nikki Glaser, because he's like, wow, you're using a lot. And I was like, you know, like Nikki Glaser says, all the lube in the land.
Yes.
And it just made me happy to reference you in the bedroom. I don't know. Anyways, that's all I have to say, but I love you guys so much. You really make my days so much brighter, and I hope you all have a wonderful holiday.
Love Bye. You. Thank you so much. Thanks for sharing that, normalizing it. You didn't even go into detail about what happened or how you received it. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, we need to talk about anal stuff as the same way we talk about any other stuff. So I love that it wasn't like, I did this thing and it was this. Like, yeah, you licked your boyfriend's asshole. And fucking, that's the end of the story. And it's great. And good for you to be in a relationship. And fucked him with toys.
And like, lubed him up.
Yes.
That's huge.
And congrats to your boyfriend for being man enough to know that, like, that doesn't make him anything but a guy who is open to different kinds of pleasure that might be awaiting him through his asshole. And
to his heart.
And I love that you reference me in bed. I always, you know, even in my stand-up act, I say, you know this is a weird thing. Just say, this comedian I watched told me to do it. Blame it on me. And you can be like, this podcast I listened to suggested it. I thought it sounded weird. This is her fault if it's weird. Bring me up, please. You know, bring me in like a third party. I'll be your little, you know, fantasy unicorn. I love sex. So bring me in your bedroom. I'd love it. Thank you for that. That was a cool call.
Okay, speaking of which, I think we may have landed on the biggest story
Whoa.
Of the year.
Oh my God.
Okay, so tell me what you think. I think it's from Michaela.
Nikki, Noah, and Andrew. I am calling in to share a from today. So I was at a tattoo shop getting a tattoo touched up. So I was with an artist, like I know, whatever, hanging out in the shop. And this other artist walks by, and he has a tattoo on his forearm of a QR code. And so I'm like, oh my God, like, does that actually go to something? Whatever. And the tattoo artist, without knowing it, because, like, he's not a bestie, he's not in on the joke, and he's like, oh, he's so cool. It's to feed his ego. And so it turns out that the QR code is to this man's Instagram, so that I guess he can like roll up his sleeve and you can follow his Instagram account. So definitely very and Michael made me think of you. I thought it was really funny. And so I just wanted to share with all the besties Jackie O'Neill. We're gonna count that.
I don't even know what she said. That was awesome. You know what? I almost wanted to pause it to guess what it would go to. I was like thinking a menu at a Thai restaurant because that's the only QR codes that I ever scan. But that is so stupid. And I mean, tattoo shops are a bastion of.
I can't believe it worked though. That's so cool though. In a way, I kind of find
that actually
cool.
is cool.
I kind of find it just cool. I'm not like trying to be.
I kind of think it's cool too. I don't want to be a dick either. I think it's kind of cool. I think within that Instagram account, you would find a lot of activity,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, yeah.
Like posts like Andrew, you did yesterday, you nailed.
Thanks.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
That, go look at Andrew's Instagram and look at the picture he took next to his Corolla.
Oh, yeah.
Of, it's not, the caption definitely lets you know what the joke is. But the picture itself is so spot on with this casual looking at the ground. Like, I'm kind of hot, but I'm not trying to be, but I am. Like, you deserve an Oscar for that.
Well,
and did you see I tagged Garrett and Casey from F-Boy?
And my
did
friend,
they comment?
If you go to Gianni Paolo, the guy from the Power show I told you about, you might have talked to him a couple times. He does it every, I scream in his comments. Look at the fucking camera. Look at it.
It's so lame to be like, just looking at the ground, like
what's
little
on
sheepish.
The ground?
Like, it's so good. And what was your caption? You were like that Corolla life. Oh, you said I'm something so hard
sleep,
I can't even.
Or blinks.
Money never sleep.
Or even has eyelids.
It's so funny.
By the way, you should get your Starbucks QR code on
that. My Starbucks order on my arm would be pretty cool, but I just don't believe that QR codes are going to stick around. There's going to be something else soon. We lost you again. That's for the best. We'll wait for him to get back on. What I wanted to say real quick while we wait for Andrew to return, there's a podcast called Dead Eyes that is about a guy that got fired from Tom Hanks's Band of Brothers miniseries back, you know, in the early aughts. And he got fired because Tom Hanks said he had dead eyes. And it was just a one-line role. And he said, you know, that guy has dead eyes. And the casting director told the guy, he's firing you because you have dead eyes, which Tom Hanks did not intend for this guy to find out about. So this guy does a whole podcast investigation about what that means and why he got fired. And like, and he did the whole podcast series. It's awesome. It's so well done. And I was talking about it on a podcast called The Daily Zeitgeist, which is a great daily podcast if you haven't checked it out. And they heard me talk about the show. And the guy, Connor Ratcliffe, who is the actor from Dead Eyes, he writes me on my DMs and is like, hey, will you be on my podcast? And I was like, sure. I didn't even ask any questions. I get to it and he confronts me with the clip of me talking about him saying, he actually does have dead eyes. I looked. And
can we pull it up?
There's a podcast today. So listen to the least recent episode of Dead Eyes. And it kind of takes you through everything. You can kind of just jump ahead to mine, but then go back and listen to the others. But if you want to hear it, he confronts me about saying he had dead eyes. And then we investigate like what that means. And he said that I was the only one that was going to be honest with him because he just plays John Hamm, like all these different comedians that he goes through that are like, you have the kindest eyes, Connor. That is not true. And I'm like, yeah, they're kind of scary and lifeless. And it's so funny. But yeah, it's dead eyes.
Oh, wait. Is it Ratliff?
Yeah, Connor Ratliff.
Yeah, they're dead.
Yeah, right? Okay. You verified too.
You're not wrong.
It's really, I was listening to it and laughing because it's so funny. He confronts me and I'm like, I didn't know that you would ever hear that. I'm busted. He's like, no, you're allowed to say that. Like, let's talk about it. So anyway, let's get back to Fanthrax.
I wonder if that proves that Tom Hanks is actually not a nice person.
Let's go to a story from Anna.
Okay. Anna.
Hi, Nikki, Andrew, and Noah. This is Anna. I just listened to the episode where Nikki correctly pronounced catalytic converter. And it brought me back to the time earlier this year when my friend took me to the wine country. We came back and my car was parked at her apartment. And over the weekend, somebody crawled under my car and cut out my catalytic converter. So when I turned my car on, it made this horrible roaring sound. And I thought it was drivable. So I tried to drive down the street. And apparently they also chopped some other things out. All the while, I am just thinking the entire time, that other people think I am so cooked because my car is making this obnoxious sound while I'm rolling down the street. I ended up being so embarrassed that I called AAA and they came out and helped me tow my car so I didn't have to live with the embarrassment of making such a loud noise walking down the street.
Sucks.
Just thought I would share. I love your guys' podcast. So thanks.
Thank you. I love that she hit on two things there, catalytic converter and catalytic converter. Yeah, unintentionally like when you think your ear pods are connected and you're blaring your music, you're accidentally
Yeah.
Like just those moments where you're like, no, I did not intend to be here. And I'm so sorry I was. I'm just going to read a quick note that I got from someone on the road. This is from Erin Moffitt. She got me a Taylor Swift card that says Sagittarius. It's like a birthday card for a Sagittarius. But she said, I know it's not your birthday, but this is the only Taylor Swift card that I could find in all of Calgary. I just wanted to say that as an absolute bestie, I truly appreciate how open you are with your fans / besties. You inspire me to be a better vegan, be more mindful, and remind me to always be truthful. Your comedy has allowed me to not be ashamed of my hastily packed vagina, and rather I can laugh at it and laugh at other quirky sexual things that happen. Finally, thank you for putting out so much of yourself recently. Oh, of yourself. I recently moved to Calgary and I've never felt alone thanks to you, Noah, and Andrew. I can't wait to see your new special and tell all my friends about it. XOXO, always a bestie, always a Swiftie, Erin Moffitt. Thank you so much, Erin. And if you live in Calgary and are a bestie and you want a bestie friend, which anyone who listens to the show, you're going to get along with other people, contact Erin Moffitt, ErinMoffitt13, Erin Moffitt 13, and get together and talk about the show. Over coffee, become friends. One more. This was a really funny card that I got. It's a guy with walking and on a leash. He has a gigantic rooster on a leash. And it says he was going to be a lot more specific with his wishes next time because he asked for a big cock, you know? Nikki, I wanted to let you know how much your podcast helped me in the early days of the pandemic. While things are better, I still have some struggles. But listening to your banter with Andrew and Noah's soothing interjections is a balm to my soul. Keep doing what you do, making people laugh. Merry Christmas, your bestie forever, Cassandra. No pressure, but I can't wait for your book. So nice. Thank you guys so much. I met those two at shows. And then I want to shout out to Rachel. I believe it was Rachel. Wait, hold on. Is this the card she gave me? Maybe it's Brianna. I forget who gave me. It was either Nicole or Brianna who in Calgary gave me a necklace. No, I don't think Rachel was one of the names. Nikki, I love you so much. You helped me cope with so much. I listen to your podcast every day. Call or text me, Brie. She left her number. One of these people gave me a necklace that they have one and I have one, and I want to put it on now officially and let you know that I will be wearing this around my neck until it falls off because I don't take off necklaces. So. I love it. Thank you so much. You guys never have to give me a gift, but you know I love cards.
What is on there?
It's a little, it's like a little diamond. Mm. Just a perfectly simple diamond. I fucking love it. It's so cute. I feel so stylish. And I love that someone else is wearing the other one. That's one of my besties. All right. Next, Franthrax.
Okay. Next one is from Leo.
Hey, Nikki. I was just thinking about your podcast and how much I love it. And I was kind of like, why? And I was thinking that you don't really talk about politics that much. And I think you mentioned at some point that you don't claim to know that much about politics. It's not exactly like your forte or anything. And if or when people tell you that you should know more about politics, I say no. Like, thank you so much for what you've done. I have an escape from the constant barrage of like political information, and this is an escape, and it's amazing. And keep doing what you're doing. Don't look into it. Don't let it be part of your podcast.
Oh my God.
I appreciate it so much. It really helps me. Anyway, hope everybody's having a good day.
Thank you. Wait, what's his name? Leo. Leo, fucking thank you. That is what I needed to hear, not just about my, you know, insecurities about not knowing about politics, but like anything, you know, like just stop worrying about what you don't like or what you're not good at. Like just focus on what you are good at and what you want to be good at. And if I wanted to be good at politics, I would fucking figure it out, you know? Thank you, Leo. And your voice sounds like Dan Savage.
Yeah.
And Dan Savage is one of my favorite voices. And it just sounds so... I just feel like Dan Savage listened to my podcast and I just got so fucking flattered. And you sound so smart, too, like Dan Savage is. So, and you're obviously someone who knows a lot about politics and probably reads a lot about it. And so... I'm just like appreciative that someone like I'm already putting you on a pedestal because you do know about politics, and which means I'm not on that pedestal with you. He's but like, you told me not to do that, so thank you,
like,
Leo.
Nikki, you know, I just love how like your podcast, like,
dumb you are,
how dumb and stupid like you guys are, and like how you can't think of anything smart, but don't try either.
Why does
like,
no, politics doesn't make you smart.
That's a joke. It's a joke.
I know. I did not take it that way. And we know you. Yeah. But there was
he's not wrong.
That's
though.
Funny to say. No, he's not wrong. And guess what? It's good to be to keep it simple, because honestly, yes. I have no control over politics. And when I do read about them, I feel so anxiety. Angry. And I think a lot of people constantly consume news and they feel like they can do something about it. And unless I know you can vote and volunteer and, you know, make calls and stuff like that, but if you aren't going to do that stuff, stop. If you know in your heart like that's not where your energy is going to go, stop reading the news. You can't control it, so just
there is something about like when you see like an insane like political person like online, it like somehow negates it and it's like normal. But if you see like a crazy political person in person, They
always
like
have so many newspapers
people.
And old stained like coffee cups that they got from Starbucks 3 days ago, but they're reusing it and getting refills. And they have crazy hair, and they always like have newspapers under their arm, and they're walking like this, and they have like too many layers of clothes on, and they just seem angry and bedraggled.
And they're talking about like the Whig Party.
I don't know about that, but. Did you see you watched Louis' new special, right?
I did.
I watched it and I thought, you know, I laughed a lot, but I wasn't like, wow, this is going to change my perception about things. But dude, I've already been referencing things he laid out in there. Like, it's already changing the way I think about things. Like when my dog like just hears, and this him of that get the time. See, yeah, like that was so funny. And then also last night, my friend Sarah Lena's grandma died, and she told our group chat about it. And I was like saying, like, I'm so sorry she died. And then I was like, actually, like, death, thank God for death. Like, we have to realize, like, people can't live forever. And Louis makes a point. He's like, can you imagine if people never died? We'd have people from like the 1100s being like, how do you work this QR code? Like, we can't even tolerate people in their 60s. We're like, just tap it, mom. Like, just scan it. Like, we get so frustrated. Can you imagine we're like dealing with Pontius Pilate and like, you know, the settlers of fucking Roanoke? And we're like, just, dad, the camera, you just zoom in with your thumb. Like, it's just so funny to think about old people. Like, that's a way to look at death. He made it a way for me to look at death and help my friend laugh about the fact that, like, yeah, it's inevitable and it's just something you have to accept. And the opposite, if there were no death, that's not a world I want to live in either. And I just thought that was kind of powerful. Final thought.
Yeah, I thought his elephant, we're giving an elephant an MRI. Like, we're doing that to them. Like, they'll just die.
They just, when they get sick, they just...
It's just...
But we also give them the cancer that they get by feeding them food and putting them in captivity and causing them stress. So I think we owe it to them to... I had an argument against that. And I thought that whole thing about, like, you know, if you're 600 pounds, you have to go to the zoo to get an MRI because they don't have them at the hospitals. And yet we you know, fall over ourselves to make bathrooms for trans people. But yet, you know, fat people, we're just like, go to the fucking zoo to get an MRI. But the thing is, a bathroom takes no money to, like, just say, hey, this is all genders. It's nothing. Whereas building an MRI to fit someone that's 600 pounds is expensive. And that's why. It's not because we...
Yes.
And that doesn't mean we shouldn't do it, but... I hate when people make points and then they throw trans people under the bus to prove their point. Like even Chappelle, it's like, just, we could still need to work on racism without saying that trans don't deserve things. Trans people don't deserve things. And that's, we can, both can be true. You can still want to make trans people feel good and acknowledge their persecution, and also say we haven't fixed the race issue. Both, it doesn't have to be either or. When you throw trans people under the bus to prove your point, I'm not really a fan of that. And I think it doesn't invalidate your point. It just doesn't, for me, help anything. And it's making, punching someone so that you can build someone else up. It's the argument we said the other day about when you get confronted and you go, well, you do this. And it's like, but that doesn't, it doesn't have to factor in. It can just stand alone that you're, that you did this thing that upset someone. You don't have to, because it doesn't, you can acknowledge that on a separate issue, but it doesn't have to be brought into that argument to validate something more.
Well, it's called whataboutism.
Yes.
What about this?
And
what about that? And
the fucking trans thing, I, you know, Leo knows I don't get political, but that, just be nice to them. If it does, how often do you have to go through your day and encounter trans people and figure out which pronoun to use? And it's so much. How often does that happen to you? Oh, maybe you know, the barista is trans where at the place you work, and you get a little bit scared that you might blurt out, thanks, dude. Like, oh, is that the inconvenience? Because you get a little bit nervous about using the wrong pronoun. Deal with it. They have to educate everyone about their pronoun. They have to live in a they have to be born in a body they don't feel comfortable in. I know you don't understand that because you were lucky enough to be born in the body that presents the way you feel inside, but they weren't. So fucking shut up and just take your coffee and stop bitching about it. And yeah, I have a right to bitch about you because you're the problem, not trans people. Final statement.
I like the banana bit.
I just get
too.
So fucking mad. What?
I like the banana bit too. When he, oh, look at me. I'm,
oh,
a little,
that was
banana.
So good. I mean, there were so many great bits.
How
I mean,
the analogy to a guy peeing with his pants at his ankles is a banana taken all the way down.
Yeah, you guys gotta, I mean, I.
Anyhow.
Regardless of how you feel about Louis, like the bits, again, let's take all that stuff out of it. No matter what he is, you can't help but say that that's funny. Like, guess what? Now I'm not comparing him to Michael Jackson, but I'm still going to dance to Thriller, even though I believe in my heart of hearts that Michael Jackson penetrated little boys and fucked them up for their life. I still think Thriller's good.
I had this thought the other day in the shower about Morgan Wallen, right? Who said the N-word. And to think, like, extreme leftist.
He said it to his white friends, right?
He said it to his white friends when he was drunk.
As he was saying goodnight when he was drunk, yes.
There's context there, but you should never say it, whatever. My point is that liberals thought you were going to cancel a white country artist with a mullet for saying the N-word, right? Which is crazy to think that would
happen.
That's
why people said about the N-word tapes about Trump, if they come out that he said the N-word, that people would like him more. Yeah. What are you kidding me?
And then
sounds like us.
Then the extreme people that love Morgan Wallen more because he's sorry.
You're trying to
that,
you cut out again. You're cut out. We can't hear you. We can't hear you. We can't hear you. What if I just canceled him because he's going off about Morgan Wallen? We got to finish up the show anyway, so this is a great place to end with Andrew being quiet. Sorry, Andrew. We got to go. Guys, I'm sorry. Noah's got to get to therapy, right, Noah?
Yeah, I have my therapy today.
Yeah, I'm so jealous. I would love to go.
I will not be silenced.
Yeah, you will. Okay, finish your thought, and then we got to go.
My point is you don't have to buy 20 more albums to prove your fanship for Morgan. You could still listen to Whiskey Glasses every once in a while, but you don't need to get it tattooed on your asshole. That's
right. Like, you don't need to go the other way. Like, but to me, if I care enough about trans rights, I can do that, can be part of my identity. And if Morgan, supporting Morgan Wallen is your thing, but that's the thing. It's like when Dave Chappelle said, hey, you don't need to name this theater after me if more people who don't want it donate more money than me. That's, I don't know. What do you feel about that? Do you feel like do you feel that way about that? Where he's asking, like, okay, people donate money if you like me, pretty much.
I mean, I guess it's to a cause and not just his bank account. So maybe the greater good is better in that circumstance.
Yes. You know? All right. Well, This has been a great episode. We're taking next week off. Stay tuned to Nikki Glaser Pod for lives. We'll go live. Put the little alert on so you find out if we are going live. Andrew, I hope to see you on there at some point. Have so much fun in Michigan.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. And you have fun being a fruit roll up today?
And it was fun living with you. We don't live together anymore.
Wait, what?
I guess not. Well one more
day.
Yeah,
because I'm leaving the 27th, and you're out by the time I get back.
Well, that's a bombshell.
Yeah, wait, when are you get back?
After New Year. Yeah, maybe the 2nd. As early as the 2nd, as late as, you know.
Yeah, I'll be moving my stuff, but yeah, I won't be staying another night while you're staying another night.
Yeah, moving doesn't count as like living there when you're just like moving stuff. Yeah you can still come by, but I'm going to change the locks. It was a hell of a year. So fun. This
you
came of it. So happy New Year to everyone. I love you so much. I can't believe a year ago you guys weren't in my lives in the way that you are. And it's just, I'm so grateful for every one of you. And Noah and Andrew, thank you so much. Yeah, we've learned a lot this year. We've been through a lot. I hope you all have a great holiday and that you stay grounded and you be nice to yourselves and you indulge in the things that feel good and don't beat yourself up about indulging. Just be good to yourself. That's my wish for you. Yeah, have fun. Don't beat yourself up. Indulge. Like, celebrate working hard all year, or maybe not working hard, being a lazy piece of shit, and celebrate, like, hey, I was lazy this year because I needed to be. Celebrate whatever it is. It's the end of the year. It's the only time we really get to indulge in that. So make sure you feel it. Do it. I'm demanding that you do it. And if someone goes, why aren't you working today? Well, I was told by Nikki that I had to do something nice for myself, which is lay in bed all day on TikTok. Do it. Whatever makes you feel good. It's the time to do it. Andrew, any final words?
Final word.
All right. Thanks, guys. Noah, love you.
Love
happy
you
holidays.
Too.
Happy New Year. And we'll see you in the new year, guys. Don't be kuh. And Jackie Dorsey.
Mason.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you. And how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Let's hit it. Give me a vacation.
Vacation!
Give me a wave.
Surfing!
Give me a city tour.
The trolley!
Give me animals.
The zoo!
Give me some sea life. Give me museums.
Balboa Park!
Give me a woo!
Roller coaster!
What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your family vacation at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.